Squish TV.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
I had to dig in the crate on this shit. Y'all already know what it is.
DopeBoysMusic.com.
I'm at the crib with his wife, and I'm fresh from the city to the night. Niggas hating and they mad, I'm on ice. Niggas ass, and I ain't even with the bike. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Big money shit, let me talk spice. Next shit, fresh shit, let me talk spice. See the church girl tight, but I know she get nasty. Freak in the bedroom and pub, she be classy. She good, she straight fucking in the back seat. Straight back shot, she running like a track team. Planes on them hood, never classy baby. Like poop on a newborn, I'm nasty baby. Come and hop on a stick, girl, I drive you crazy. Had your chick wet, you would think I bagged a Navy. What's up in my bank? That's not important. Closet look like I'm a spokesman for Jordan. Three's company, both six with me, Gordon. They hopping on the wave, they say I do it enormous. Oh yeah, I'm back on my shit. And your girl like a condom, she all on my dick. M.O.B. been a model, stack all my chips. I'm back to work for a third time, get off my dick.
How's the blood, Dev?
Bad wood, I'ma face it. Shout my team. Rolling up,
rock, I can face it. Shit. Bad wood, I'ma face it. Smoking OG right now, bro. It's cool. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Bad wood, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they lace it. Rolling up, rust, nigga, I can taste it. I'ma roll up and face it, backwards, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping a foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the bezel ain't basic. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwards, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they lace it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwards, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwards, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping a foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the bezel ain't basic. Backwards, I'ma roll up and face it. Run up a bag, nigga, I'ma chase it. Shout out my lawyer, he beating them cases. Getting money on that everyday basis. Getting money, she be fucking on camera. Getting money, I know swipers is cameras. Free my cousin, yeah, he stuck in the slammer. Free my cousin, he got caught with the hammer. I was down bad, down to my dick. I ain't have shit and it made me sick. Now these bitches on me just like a tick. Big drip, I be kicking the shit. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't normal. Smoking this killer, don't say I ain't warn you. I'm a rock star, you niggas too formal. And if it's something, my niggas is on you. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they lace it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping a foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the bezel ain't basic. 2 grams in my blunt, I ain't basic. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Can't smoke with these niggas, they lace it. Rolling a rust, nigga, I can taste it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Backwoods, I'ma roll up and face it. Whipping a foreign, you don't wanna race it. New diamonds on the bezel ain't basic.
Yeah, y'all already know the fucking vibe. Backwoods, roll up and face it. Yes, sir. Yo, shout outs to Fly Geyser, my boys, the whole For the Record movement. Y'all already know the fucking vibes. Every Thursday, welcome to Backwoods TV, home of the independent artists, home of the independent black business owners. Y'all already know what the fuck we do here, yo. Shout out to everybody that's been tapping in. Much appreciation to everybody that tapped in and joined my birthday show last week. I appreciate all the love. I've been hearing mad love for my born day, so I appreciate everybody, yo. But y'all already know the fucking vibes, yo. I got a couple guests coming through today, but I'm going to go ahead and jump into my first guest. I don't really got to say his name. Honestly, yo, this man, he an artist, he's a businessman, he's a producer, he hungry, he motivate people, he talk to the people, he put people on. Yo, it's an honor to bring on my show and give the same opportunity to the brother that started me out. Caller, where you from and what you do?
Yo.
What's the vibe? It's your boy Flock Gaza. You already know BX in the motherfucking building. Backwards TV for the record. Semi, what's the vibe, man?
You already, bro. Yo, I appreciate you tapping into the show, yo. People don't know. Let me start out by saying this, yo. People don't know that you are an artist before anything else. And shout outs to Flock Gaza because he is the producer of this whole For the Record. And we go hard for the OG. So I had to bring the OG through to the show and tap in with y'all. I know him as Flock, the man that spins the songs, but I want to be able to tap in a little deeper with him today and give y'all a chance to meet the man that I've actually grown to meet. So thank you for coming on the show, Flock.
Oh, man, anytime, man, anytime. You already know we tapped in. This For the Record, man. We got us. You already know, man, we here.
You already, you already know how the show go, but I'm going to still tell it to the people that's viewing, that's tuning in and tapping in possibly for the first time. Pretty much, I'm going to give you a chance to shout your social media out. I'm going to ask you some questions. I'm going to spin a song of yours. We're going to come back for them last two questions. I'm going to give you a chance to shout your social media out. Once again, for the people that's going to be tapping in a little later. And I'm going to go ahead and end it with another one of your songs. So, first and foremost, brother man, tell the people what you're doing, how they can tap into what you got going on.
Man, right now you can tap in on Facebook, Daniel Sanchez. You feel me? Y'all know how to spell that shit. Y'all know the vibe. On Instagram, you can catch me on FLAK_GAZA. That's Instagram. On Twitter, it's FlockGazaApproved1. I need to run those numbers up, so definitely go and follow ASAP.
Yes, sir. Y'all heard the man. Tap the fuck in like you in the UFC match. Like I said, yo, it's an honor to have Flock Gaza on the show because, like I said, a lot of people tapped into what he got going on with the radio station. Fortunately, I'm one of those people that actually got to tap into his artist side and what he got going on. And, yo, honestly, Flock got some underrated-ass music. And tonight, we about to change all that shit, yo, straight up. We about to change the whole vibe. We about to really show my man some love. But callers, do not hang up. Y'all already know what to do. If you tuned in with that link, you can also call in at 929-477-2425. That's 7 days a week. We got 7 different shows. Tap the fuck in. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and jump this first question off with you, Flock. My first question to be for you is I'm gonna state the obvious, you know. I wanna ask, it's gonna be a two-way question basically. I'm gonna give you a chance to explain it to the people what I mean by that. But my first other two questions would be what made you start doing radio and what keeps you going? And my second question on the flip side of that to your artist side would, what made you start doing music, and how did you know you fell in love with it?
Man, well, I'm gonna start off with the artist part because that's where it all started, man. It led to the radio, so yeah. I mean, I was about when I really, really knew I wanted to rap. It was when I heard Big. You know what I mean? I heard Biggie. Like, yeah, I heard the Slick Rick and all that. That was entertaining. I was still growing up. I was still young. But when Big came out, I was outside already, so I could relate to what he was talking about. You feel me? Certain situations, and it was like, yeah, I'm going to do this. I started rapping. I ended up getting, yo, if my niggas hear this right now, they used to validate this. I used to go up and down the block, G, with a fucking tape recorder and just spit freestyle.
Yes, sir.
From Bronx River Projects to Allerton Ave in the Bronx, New York City, fam. And, yo, by the time I get there, I let my niggas hear it. They'd be like, yo, where you did that? And I'm telling them right on the walk. You feel me? Like, this is, yeah, I've been doing this for a while. And then, you know, I grew up, and there was a time where, you feel me, I ain't really had nowhere to go, so there was no studio, nothing like that. So I had to take off of that. And then I bumped into this show. Yo, shout out to E-Monster, man, if you're listening from Minneapolis, man. He actually the one who put me on, man. on Monster Rich Radio. You feel me? I don't even know. Man, I haven't talked to him in years, man. If you're listening, let's tap in, G. Yeah, he put me on, man. I found out I could do the same thing what I'm doing right now, which is call in, spit bars. He had it all like that. You feel me? And he had a takeover Tuesdays. He had a takeover Tuesdays, and I was that artist that was calling every Tuesday. You know what I mean? And he ended up giving me a spot as a host. You know what I mean? Was like, yo, what's up? You trying to, I think you can do this, man. And I was bringing callers and all that. And then, you feel me? We grew apart. I didn't want to do it no more. I wanted to go back to my music. So when I started doing the music, it was like, damn, people need to be heard. How I'm going to get my music on the radio? I'm all the way in the Midwest. I'm from the Bronx at the time. You feel me? I ain't know nobody. I ain't know nothing about no radio stations. I was like, yo, fuck it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to put the independent artist on. And if I can, my music could get mixed up with it, then I have a way to play my music too. You feel me?
Absolutely. Yeah, man. And, you know, shout out to Flock on that, because real talk, on a note, side note, honestly, yo, I was just a fucking artist. I ain't know shit about this radio stuff. I really didn't know what the fuck I was doing. You know, Flock actually seen my show on Facebook Live and was like, yo, I like what you're doing with this. I'm going to give you an opportunity. Now, if you want to, you know, continue afterwards, we can go ahead and do this. But I'm going to give you a shot at something. And, you know, the same way you was put on, it's a blessing that you was able to put somebody else on. And I'm actually able to do the same with my platform and, you know, help other artists get on. So I appreciate that definitely. You know, you definitely hungry, man, bro. Like, people don't know that. Like, they go beyond this radio shit. Like, a lot of people don't know how hungry you really are. Like, and it's crazy, bro. Like, and I definitely fucks with your music. And we're going to get into that a little later for the viewers. Y'all going to see. I'm going to play two of Flock's songs. Y'all going to see what the fuck I'm talking about. So my second question to be, you know, out of all the songs that you've done as an artist, which song meant the most to you and why?
Damn, man, I don't even have that song no more. I wish I did, man. It was actually a song, like, it was like 6 months after my grandmother died. You know what I'm saying? And it was called Dear Grandma. You feel me? And that was the first time I actually put the pen to think about, like, talking to her in a way. You know what I mean? I went out of it. You know what I mean? I went to a different zone. Like, my grandmother was my right hand. Still is. I know she watching me. I know she's proud of me. I know she see what I'm doing. And she need more than me than anybody on earth. You know what I mean? So she know I'm rocking. It's for the record. So I got to approve, you right?
You heard me? And that's for the record. You already know the shit. You know, honestly, yo, everybody has their different reasons for why they do music and what song they have. You know, honestly, if I could choose one of my favorites, it would be the song you told me the story behind and you shot the video during a difficult moment in time that you was going through. To me, I think that shit was like one of the most fire songs you had because it stood for meaning. And then on top of that, with your beat selection, a lot of people can't pull off the beats you rap to, and that's because the beats are made for you. It took me some time to pick up that concept, but I think I, you know, gravitated a little more towards them lines. Like, the beats are strictly made for you. So, yo, that would be my favorite, honestly, as far as what songs you've done.
Man, I appreciate it. You talking about Blessed to See You. That's the way
yes, sir.
About
yes,
that.
Sir.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Man, shit, real,
definitely.
Man, yo. I could really say I did this from the bottom up, and I appreciate my team because without them, you feel me? Y'all motivate me, G. Y'all motherfuckers motivate me. Everything I see, everything I see on the show, the way y'all doing this shit. So I'm going to keep doing this shit till it rock, till the wheels fall off, G. For the record, this year, it ain't going nowhere. It don't matter who you are, where you from, we here. You heard? You either tuned in or you fucking tuned out, stupid.
Period. With that said, Flock, yo, I'm about to really jump off this shit. We about to turn this bitch up. All right, we've been talking a little while. You know, I wanted to get people a chance to, you know, get to know you, but I got a question for you real quick. You know what this is?
Hey. Yo, that's crazy, dude. That's some 3D shit right there, man. Yo, that's me right there, my nigga. That's blessed to see it, man. If y'all ain't blessed, man,
yo.
The whole shit to this song, man, before we spin this shit, is that, yo, a motherfucker about to be 40 years old. And where I'm from, motherfuckers, like a lot of stories on this radio station, a lot of artists got the same story as me. We weren't supposed to make it out the hood. We weren't supposed to make it out by 21. We weren't supposed to see our fucking 30s, man. It wasn't meant for us. It wasn't planned for us. Y'all got to understand that shit. So this right here, fam, is I'm blessed to see that I'm actually doing something with my life, y'all.
Talk to
me,
niggas.
I'm keeping it a buck. You feel me? I'm doing something with myself, man. This shit real, man. This shit is real, man.
Talk
this shit is blessed to see it, man. My motherfucking head is just stood up. Let's play this shit.
They just want to be it.
Y'all already told my boy Flock Diary.
I'm just blessed to see it.
Blessed to see it.
I know they don't know what I'm talking about.
God.
This shit. Flock guys, I'm cool. The plan is to get it. While you here pimping, with all these obstacles, is it possible? Will it sink in? God forbid them that they know no better. I've been through a few storms like tropical weather. Many city nights with that South Pole leather. Polo sweater. Had two boys, I was trying to do better. But I was angry inside. Everywhere that I go, you seen it all in my eyes. The outside looking fine. I had my life in a backpack. With a snap rack. Black 380 just in case I had to clap back. Don't wanna catch a flashback of long factors. Let that sink in, ain't no tripping. I just be thinking, in this world where everybody's on a mission. So Lord forgive them, that they do no wrong to me. Understand the garbage, you all miss me.
I'm blessed to see it, they wanna be it. It's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to see it, blessed to see it. They wanna be it, it's my vision, that's why they can't see it. I'm blessed to be it, blessed to see it. They wanna be it, it's my vision. I'm blessed to see it, I'm blessed to see it, yeah, I'm blessed to see it, I'm blessed to see it, yeah.
I'm playing to the maximum, y'all can't stop me, my moves are miraculous, yeah, spectacular, grind all night, you can call me Dracula, mind star for the record, my team back me up, you ain't gotta listen, but I'ma keep acting up, you talk too much, man, but I'ma keep stacking up, you move too much, man, but I'ma keep planning up, move out to Africa, switch it up to Canada,
I'm blessed to see it.
Buddy, y'all already know the fucking vibes, yo. That was my boy Flock Guys. Y'all already know. Blessed to see it. That's my shit, yo. Like, no cap.
Man.
I like hip-hop. I like hip-hop. And that shit touches my soul. The beat, everything just synchronized. You get one of those songs once in a lifetime, and that shit right there was pure poetry in motion. So shout-out to Flock Guys on that.
Yo, shout out to my nigga Bucks, man. My nigga Rap Boy Bucks, man. He's been feeding me these beats, man. He's a major fucking producer, man. He's fucking amazing, man. Shout out to Bucks, man.
Sir, yes, sir. Yo, shout out to him. Like, Flock, this is what I was talking about. See, a lot of people don't know that you actually do music, and this is the whole point of why I wanted you to come on the show as an artist tonight and give you a chance to display that. And I'm already knowing callers, do not hang up. Do not hang up.
I'm not even gonna cap on for the record, G. The reason I could be that cocky motherfucker, yeah, I'm the hottest motherfucker and all this, but that's not my character, my nigga. You feel me? That's, I'm not going to be somebody I'm not. You know what I mean? I let enough people hear it, and everybody, I've never heard, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not on no cocky shit. God knows that shit. Like, I never got somebody to tell me that, because my songs is different. That's what I tell them. I said, I really put feelings into my shit. This ain't just putting fucking words to the world. You know, we could party. That's cool. But even the party is going to have a message in it. You know what I'm saying? Because the era I'm from, that's what it was about, is giving a message, whether it was to the party, to the youth, to my niggas in the street, to the fucking junkies, you know what I mean? To the party animals, to the weed smokers. That's what it was about. But now it just seemed like it's different times. You feel me? But I'm going to still be me at the end of the day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I feel you, brother, man. You underrated. I started the show off saying it like that. Yo, you highly fucking underrated. Like, and my job on Backwoods TV is those artists I hear that I think is very underrated and don't get the, you know, the credit that's supposed to be due to them for, you know. My favorite rapper is Nas. For anybody that knows me, my favorite rapper is Nas, but I idolize Fabulous. Like, that's my big brother, like, you know what I mean? But Nas is my ultimate inspiration as far as music, even though I have a completely different style to him. So Flock music is like that. So I definitely need to get tuned in with that shit and check it out, like, and tap the fuck in, my nigga, like, for real. So, Flock, I got another two questions for you. Then we're going to go ahead and give you a chance to shout your social media out, and we're going to let you drop a funk flex before you get out of here. We're going to let you shit on the seat and leave it for the next motherfucker to wipe.
I bet, man. I appreciate you, brother, for having me on Backwoods TV on Florida Record Radio. This is where the independent artist matters, you heard? Where the businesses matter right here, man. It's what it is. Man,
yes,
like I said before, man, check me out on Facebook, Daniel Sanchez, and on Instagram, FLAKGAZA. That's an underscore in between those words, man. Y'all know the vibes, man. Let's get it. Tune in.
Yes,
we get 7 days a week. Tap in.
For real, though, like, 7 great fucking shows, like, every show different, everybody with their own
different
vibe,
state.
But it's a family.
Different state. Yo, shout out to Chicago, Seattle, Minnesota, Jersey, North Carolina, Iowa, New York City. Like, what other states? L.A.? We here. Everywhere, all over the world. Philippines. Gee, it's facts, man. They you know they listening.
Still got a radio station in every state. Got a station in every state, damn near. Each of us is in our own state, so, no, that's what's the beauty about it. But last question to you, Flock Geyser. And I'm gonna dig a little deep on this one. Like, I'm gonna ask you a question. So, and I'm not gonna give you a question of whether you're going in 10 years. My question for you simply is, what do you hope to accomplish between music and this radio station?
I want to get my foot in the door and bring all these independent artists from the radio station with me, period.
No cap. Shit. Case closed.
They can't stop me if it's I got happening. Any more. All these artists from everywhere, I get the foot in the door, and I can bring everybody with me. You know everybody can't go, but that's the biggest vision I could have.
You already know the shit, man, but shit, yo. Big homie Shaw said either work or, you know, be unemployed, nigga, because everybody working around here. Like, No cap. And shout out to the big homie Shy with that one, because that's real shit. So, yo, Flock, once again, yo, thank you for coming on the show, bro. You know,
man,
I hope to have
me,
you on here a couple more times. You know, I hope to have you a few more times in the next upcoming weeks, and, you know, we could tap in a little more with you about, you know, what you got going on between the radio and the music and anything else that you got going on. So what I want to do is I want to set up, bring you back to give you a whole show where we just going, it's going to be the Flock guys to take over. And we're going to have you come back.
Man, take me to the show. Definitely. Let me know. I'm there, man. Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate everybody doing their fucking thing. Keep grinding, man. If you ain't grinding, I don't know what you're doing.
Big facts. Like, that goes back to what Big Shot said. You either working or you unemployed. My niggas say like that. But, you know, definitely. I got one more question for you, my G. You know what this is?
You already know. It's
yeah,
your boy, Flock
Gaza. They ready for that shit. They ready. That's that speech, man. That's that speech right there by Flock Gaza. You heard? Exclusive.
Yo.
Only on For the Record. All this music y'all hear, there's probably only two songs on all major platforms. You heard?
Big facts. This is the motherfucking station for exclusives, and you already know what the fuck it is, nigga. I got another one right now for you. Hey, yo, go ahead and tell these niggas what time it is. Let me get that for me. Shout out to my guy, Flock Gaza.
Let's get it. You know the fucking vibe, Flock Gaza. This is called Speech Exclusive.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's your boy, Flock Gaza. BX in the building. Let's get it.
Don't make me black out on my black money world shit. New York City is back, I'm on my money shit. Don't gotta take your girl, I got my own bitch. Don't gotta drive your car, I'm in my own lane. And I ain't gotta blame nobody. I put in the work so I don't owe nobody. The shit you about to receive is all body. And never gonna go and deceive nobody. I keep it 100, ask about me. Fly guys approved, that's the news about me.
Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. boy, they talking too much.
Hush.
I'ma just keep it on silence. I don't promote the violence.
Nah.
All I know is the process.
Yeah.
Now that I cut off the nonsense.
Yeah.
Taking the loss in the process.
Yeah.
It's a boss thing and they watching.
Yeah.
Watching the money start clocking. They be like, Gaza, you did it. Nah, my vision's just vivid. The movie I paint is a mission. Hard times are still in the kitchen. No friends, nobody missing. It's a family thing and they tripping. Fly guys are born to be great. Who cares if they hate? I'm well on the way. Give me the ball, I'll give them the shake. Couldn't be fake, it's not in my trait. So go ahead and wait while I'm killing the stage. More patience, the shorter the way. I'ma live life, stay out of the way. Too old for the plate like a hockey game. Watch how I skate.
Watch how I skate. Watch how I skate. Watch how I skate.
Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, boy, they're talking too much. Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, boy, they're talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, boy, they're talking too much. Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, boy, they're talking too much. Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, boy, they're talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, boy, they're talking too much. Boy, they talking too much. Heard you was broke as a Dutch. They stuck in the clutch. All my peoples never needed a crutch. Always been a loner, never having a bunch. Shout out to my stoner, dad be having that crunch. Now I switch my flow now. Time to get to the dope. You a okie doke on your own grounds. It's that boogie down, now you know now. I went state to state, I seen love to hate. I had good people turn the paper plates. Trying to show love and they show me hate. They don't understand, I'm misunderstood. God gave me a plan and it's all good. I'm in my white Nikes and my black hood. In all hoods, it's fly guys and mind stuff. Either way, my guy, I'm all good. It's fly guys or mind stuff. Either way, my guy,
I'm all good.
Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, boy, they're talking too much. Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, boy, they're talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, boy, they're talking too much. Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, boy, they're talking too much. Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, boy, they're talking too much. Time to switch my flow now. Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, they're talking too much. Boy, boy, they're talking too much.
Yeah, y'all already know the fucking vibes. Backwoods TV, my nigga. Y'all tapped into the realest show out there right now, the realest network. Y'all already know the vibes. Shout out to my boy Fly Geyser, the blessing to have my peoples come through and, you know, share their perspective on what's going on with the people I know so everybody gets to meet each other. Blessings on this show. So, you know, I appreciate him stopping through. But y'all already know, it ain't going to be one of them big guest shows today. I had to tap in with two artists I knew personally. So which brings me to my next guest. Hey, yo, for real, though, I bumped into bro, and I seen him doing this thing on Facebook and just seen he was moving. And no cap, I didn't realize I grew up with bro the whole time and knew him from when I was little. So with that said, call us, state your name and what you do. Where you from?
On deck, man. I bounce on deck. I'm from Plainfield, New Jersey. You know the shit. You know the vibes. Western to the Eastern. You already know.
Yes, sir. Man, my guy. My fucking guy. My fucking guy. What's good? I'm chilling, bro.
I just got that Ghetto Gospel, man. It's a 7-track EP on all major platforms. I'm talking to the streets, man. Street testaments, man. I'm trying to teach them the root. Energy is real.
Man, we go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, yo. That's love, though, bro. You told me. I understand you in the studio right now.
Yeah, I'm in the stew right now. I just stepped outside to talk to you.
Yo, see, that's love, my guy. That's definitely love, yo. Respect you on that. And I already know what you cooking up in the studio is about to be on some shit to where Nick had to take a listen. Hey, yo, I'm definitely going to tap in with the project. I'm going to throw that in my playlist because I'll be at work going in.
It's a must hear for the world.
Absolutely. So, yo. And yo, what a better place to bring that shit than Backwoods TV, yo. Perfect fucking place. Because here, this is where everybody shine. We all shine here.
Yeah, you already know, bro. You know, I brought the camera to the hood early 2003, 2004-ish, man. You feel me? I'm pulling up on niggas with the laptop recording niggas. You feel me? I'm trying to get the whole hood out. You feel me?
As you should, I like that intro where you said from east to west end, because I'm from the east end, but I definitely got family on the west end, so I can fuck with you on that statement alone right there.
Yeah, bro, I go through each hood. Everybody know me, bounce on deck. You feel me? I love my city, but I love the world too. You feel me? I love every human being that walked this earth. That's how you're supposed to be. You feel me?
As you should.
A lot of people don't have understanding. Love ain't nothing but understanding.
They lack knowledge,
The late great DMX said, man, love a thief for a thief. Love a snake for a snake. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You feel me?
Yes, sir. Talk, man.
I've been doing this for a long time.
Shout out to my boy Bowser. I'm definitely from Plainfield, and he definitely was one of the artists that I came up, and I always seen him grinding with the shit. So, like I said, it's a lot of artists from Plainfield. Like, I'm not one of them niggas that, oh, he doper than me. I always idolize shit like that, and it always made me step my game up. I'm like, yo, all right, one of these days, we about to get in on this phone. Like, and that's pretty much how I approach this third album that I've been working on. So, and this one has something with you on there. People don't even know that, but they know now.
Yeah. You already know. We working, bro.
But all right, bro. We gonna go ahead and jump straight into this show. I'm gonna tell. I know you've been tuned in, but it's mandatory. I tell all the guests how we move on the show. I'm going to basically give you a chance to shout out your social media. I'm going to give you a chance to get interviewed. I'm going to ask you some questions. We're going to pause real quick. We're going to drop a bomb on them. We're going to come back. I'm going to ask you two more questions. And then we're going to drop that finito bomb on them. And that's how we're moving.
All right. Let's get it.
So, first off, go ahead and shout your social media out and tell everybody how they can tap into the projects you got going on and what you're doing.
Yeah, man, Instagram at Bounce on Deck, Twitter at The Real Bounce, Facebook Bounce on Deck. And, Ghetto Gospel just dropped on the 30th. It's on all major platforms, Apple Music, iTunes, Tidal, Amazon, everywhere.
Yeah,
and it's something that the world needs. Yeah, it's a 7-track EP. 7 is a godly number. I believe in God to the fullest. You feel me? I just lost my mom in September, and honestly, she came to me and she told me that the world needs to hear this. The world needs to hear love. The world, you feel me? I don't know if you understand me, but they need to hear love, man. You feel me? I got a dope clothing line called Blue Panda. It's black love, internal unification, peacefully ascending nobility, determined Aeon. Aeon is the acronym for forever. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Blue Panda Collection.
Yes, sir.
Instagram at Blue Panda Collection. You feel me? I'm just working, man. Lit House Productions. I'm dropping something every week.
Shit, tap in my Facebook for the people. Callers, do not hang up. Got a special at the end of the show where I'm going to actually get to all the callers. But I got to get through my guys. Like, my guys came through both Flock and Bounce. So I got to, we got to turn it up, especially in my hometown, bro. Like, we got to turn the fuck up for this. So We about to change up the whole vibe at the end of this show, and we might go overtime. And you already know my Milo, if we go overtime, spark it up, roll another one. We in here.
Yeah.
So I'm going to jump into your first question. My first question would be for you. I noticed that you believe in God to the fullest. Do you feel like that's kind of what the rap game is lacking now, is that belief in God? Because it definitely changed your mind and how you put things in perspective, even on songs.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Like, not to put my life out there, but if you know me, you know I've been off the porch since I was like 14, man. I've been trapping. I've been trapping for a long time, man. I don't say it to glorify it, but I say it to say this. That trap money got me my first studio.
Fuck, I know that's right.
Fuck a pair of Gucci sneakers. You feel me? You ask anybody about Bounce, they say, yo, he walked around with that camera filming niggas left and right from the projects. Even when the hood I was repping was beef, I don't care about that beef. It's love. UNITY, that's the unity. Shout out Queen Latifah. You feel me? She from Jersey. Yo, man. I had a chance at a $200,000 record deal with Universal Records when I was younger. And an A&R named Gerard said it to me. It's not about getting a deal. It's about building a buzz and then circulating that money yourself. Let the dollar circulate, make it bounce, make it lean. You feel me?
And that's what a lot of people don't know Birdman did. Like, I hate Birdman as a rapper personally. I think he's the worst thing I've heard since Silky Soccer. But when it comes to flipping that hood money and he put that into his peoples and invested into studios and real estate and just all types of shit, took that dirty money and lost it.
I got nephews and nieces, and I didn't want them to have to be in the streets. So I said, I'm going to take the pack and I'm gonna get everything popping. Right now, I got heat presses. I got vinyl machines. You feel me? I give back. I ain't even a star yet. Let me take that back. I'm a star. You feel me? I'm a star just waiting to shine. You feel me? But that ghetto gospel, you have to take a listen to that ghetto gospel, even if you just listen to the snippets. You listen to the snippets, you're going to buy it.
This is what I'm going to do, yo. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to personally put that on my Spotify playlist. I got Penn Franklin shit he just dropped. I tap into all the Jersey and Plainfield artists. So, I'm going to throw your shit in the lineup. I'm going to throw that shit on first thing in the morning, and I'm going to do my next show. I'm going to open up my show, and I'm going to give a live review, and I'm going to tell the people what songs they definitely got to hear is a must, like, because, yo, no cap,
yeah, man.
I bring people to the show because I see them working. And I see you working. I see that content. Like, everything this man is telling y'all to the viewers, I can validate because I see it every day on my Facebook. He had me to the point where I was like, shit, maybe I need to get back in the studio a little more. Like, and that's when I got on my little
studio every night, man. Yo, bro.
So, you know, it's a blessing.
I started a DVD with a camera from Sears. And just following the grind, bro. 3 months later, I'm working with a Canon XL2. Feel me? I don't know if y'all know y'all cameras, but look them up. I went from a Sony little ass $45 camera walking around my hood, right, to filming Max B's and the French Montanas and the T-Pains. It's called Industry in the Streets. I was so young, man, I didn't know about cassette forms or nothing. I just know I was going for it. So I always felt like I was an industry nigga in the streets. You can't tell me I wasn't a star because everywhere I went, I lit up the building and I made sure the kids smiled. Feel me?
Talk your shit,
me?
Bro.
Everything.
Talk your motherfucking shit.
Yeah, this is facts, man. I see you got Bliss coming up on there. Mention Bounce on Dexter Bliss, breadwinner. Everything I'm saying, shit,
yo,
right from it, 100%.
Absolutely.
Say, yeah, we got
Like
I
said,
we got to change the world for our kids. Our big brothers ain't do the right thing, man. That's why we got a bunch of knuckleheads out here.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. My older brother
told me that.
When we gonna go ahead, I don't normally do this because, yo, the conversation is lit with me and you as far as I don't even really got to ask you questions because you're answering everything without me even asking it. So we gonna go ahead and do this right now. We gonna go ahead because we know I know you're the voice of the streets, my nigga. But I'm about to show the people why exactly. I got a question. Do you know what this is?
Energy is real.
You know
yes,
what the fuck that is,
man? Yes,
oh
man.
My God. Yo, go ahead and introduce your track, brother, man.
It was Bounce on Deck. This is the number one song on my Ghetto Gospel EP. It's called Open Up Energy. Take a listen to that.
My boy Bounce on Building. Wayne Hill, what up? Show it is good. Yo, Y'all already know the fucking vibe. Backwoods TV. Y'all here. Every Thursday. Home of the black businesses. Home of the independent artists. Y'all already know the fucking vibes, yo. Yo, Bounce, bro. That shit was dope, bro. No cap. Like, I'm definitely
bro,
about
said,
to throw that.
He said, street politics, preaching ghetto gospel. Man of God, read between my lines and understand that I'm spiritually inclined and maybe we can vibe. You feel me? I'm unique, one of a kind. No cruel intentions. I just want to see the world smile. By all means, come on, youngins. It's okay to dream. Believe in yourself, youngins. Do your thing. Watch that company you keep, the energy you bring. Just ask Oprah. You hear me? Did you hear Oprah's words? You hear me?
Yes, sir. This nigga is a legend, bro. Like, no cap. Legend in the making. Like, shout out to Breadwinner, because Breadwinner definitely plugged me initially. So, yo, once again, Bread, if you tapped in and you listening or you going to hear this lady, yo, you did it again. Bro, fire, and we going to work. And you already know how I am. So, I'm on a little bit of time, bro. I got one more guest after you, so I'm going to go ahead and jump into your final question. I'm going to go ahead and give you a chance to shout your social media out and where everybody can tap in. And we're going to go ahead and close out with your last song, and then I'm going to bring my last guest on. We're going to let him take the floor for a little bit. We're going to play his song, and then we're going to get to the callers. So callers, stay tapped in. Make sure y'all tune in all week. We 7 days. Make sure y'all call 929-477-2425. We lit all week. But yo, shout out to my boy Bounce. My last question for you, Bounce, yo, honestly is, yo, what's the message you hope to get across to the people with this new EP you just dropped?
The power of understanding. That'll stop the killing.
Yes, sir.
That'll stop the violence. That'll stop the arguing. That'll make the world a better place, man. I was raised by a mom who, she'll be dropping me off to school, and we'll see a kid walking, and he ain't got no jacket. We'll stop and get his name. And so I don't be late to school. She'll drop me off, and she'll run to the store. And by lunchtime, I'm hearing Miss Williams, because I went to Evergreen School. I'm hearing Miss Williams call me down and the kid name down. And it's my mom there with a coat for him.
Real shit.
You feel me?
Real shit.
No, that's real shit. Rest in peace, my mom. Her name was Barbara Bowman.
Yes,
she's a Plainfield legend.
Rest in peace.
You feel me?
Rest in peace, Courtney, definitely. And, you know, you can tell good morals she had, she instilled in you. And a lot of people think because we hood niggas and we, you know, some of us don't choose that route of the streets because we want it. It's just what it is. But it don't make us that type of person. We still have dreams and beliefs that we try and establish with people and get understanding across. So respect my man, bro. Like, yo, I got to actually bring you back for a whole show because you got a lot to talk about. And the message I want to basically spreading the message that I'm trying to spread through doing this show, and that's understand. Show everybody that we all equal, everybody equal opportunity. So I definitely want to bring you back on the show. And that's, we're going to take
over.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. And the genuinity in that just says it alone, like, shout out to my nigga Bounce, yo. Y'all make sure y'all fucking tap in and go cop that motherfucking EP, bro. Because if you just heard what the fuck I played, imagine what the rest of the fucking album about to sound like. Y'all already know this shit about to be smooth, and he the voice of the streets, my nigga. We ain't had that in a long time. So we need to embrace that and, you know, salute the boy's message, like, anything I could do here on Backwoods TV to support that message, I'm with the shit. So just let that be known. Absolutely, brother, man. I'm going to go ahead and give you a chance to shout your social media out, and I got one more question for you. Go ahead and shout your social media out, how everybody can tap in with you.
Word up. It's Bounce on Deck. On Instagram, it's @BounceOnDeck. Twitter, The Real Bounce. Facebook, Bounce on Deck. music everywhere, man. Go get that, man. Go get that.
Yeah.
Go get that, man. Go get
Before
that.
I ask you the last question, bro, I just want to thank you for coming on the show. I know you in the studio. You took time out to come out here and tap in with that. For that alone, I got to bring you back and give you your own show because that's love. So, you know, I thank you again. And for the record radio, we all thank you for tapping in with us tonight. And you family here. Anytime you got some shit you want to drop or you want the people to hear some new music, you family here, you already know the vibes.
Let's get it.
Yo, my last question to you is, you know what this is?
That's the first single off my EP, Ghetto Gospel.
You heard?
This gonna make them buy it right
hey, yo.
Here.
My nigga, go ahead and spin that shit, yo. We lit right now. Spin that shit. Backwoods TV. Shout out to my boy, Block Guy.
Ghetto Gospel.
Street
testimony.
Yeah, God bless the sinner. I did the things I did for dinner. Win the award, man, I'm thinking the track. For my time is days and I made it ran through the track. Searching for a way out. Hand in hand, big payout. We up on the 30th, up all night on the 1st. God and the devil, that's a gift and a curse. Ghetto Gospel, they play my music in church. I'm a fighter with a big heart, I love mine. Rider, life story, no punchlines. Opponent is lunchtime. Feed me beats, food for thought. I can't be brought, remember that, please.
Please,
yeah.
Spell on deck. I am legend.
Still at it, not slow, illmatic. Red carpet, red flag, and Big Ben. Coop tenant, solo, just me in it. Trendsetter, how clever, whatever I endeavor. Blue Panda T, gotta love being me. Bounce, I turned a Honda to a Benz. Hop out that Porsche truck in my den. Flow hotter than the sauna. Smelling like pounds of marijuana. That 5 mil around the corner.
Yeah,
I'm me, I won't change for shit. I gave life to you niggas, it's the things I get. Damn, man, I don't wanna hang you bugging. I pack heat like the oven. Confidence over conceited. If I say I'ma do it, I mean it. If I ever make a promise, I keep it. And if they cross me, I don't need them. Church. Notorious, so big with it, a touch of J. I'm the big shit, nigga, ain't no flushing me. Tell the plumber, get his sponge on. Get that pussy soaking wet, then get my sponge on. Dive in it, mind on my money, minding my business. Yeah, the Lord is my witness. I don't forgive and forget, I ain't no Robin Givens. Bitch, I ain't no Robin Givens. It's bounce on Ghetto Gospel. Street testament. Yeah, I'm just giving them the truth. I dedicate this to the world. Things go bad.
Oh, come on, take these niggas to church. Amen, hallelujah. Praise the good man himself. Yo, that's what the fuck I'm talking about. Energy, nigga. Callers, we going OT. You already know the motto, spark up another one, we getting live, we lit, we on Backwoods TV, we OT, call us. If you hang up, you can't call back, so stay on the line. I got one more guest for you, and I'm going to go ahead and take the last callers to end the show, so I need you to hold them lines. I got one more guest for you. Yo. Before I jump into my next guest, Ayo, bounce. What the fuck, bro? Ayo, if you need a remix for that, yo,
holla at me.
You know I got it. You know I got it.
You
know I got it.
I got it.
That shit was ghetto poetry. Oh, Lord Jesus. Ayo, I'm going to have to spin that shit back when the show ends, yo. Like, Lord. If I had more time, yo, I'd send that bitch back to back. Like, yo, that's, it's been a while. I heard some shit that literally made me sit here like, oh my God, like, yo, that shit was hard. Like, nigga, I'm definitely downloading the EP, bro. Like, no cap. Like, that's what the fuck up. That's how you open up an album or an EP, my nigga. Salute, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, fam. I appreciate it. I'm working hard, man. I'm trying to change my life around for my family in the world. You feel me?
Yes, sir. So what we gonna do, yo? I'm gonna have to say adios, bounce, yo. I'm bringing you back, yo. We gotta make you on that one, yo. You definitely coming back to the show, yo. Thanks again tonight for tapping in with me, bro. I'll see you soon.
No doubt, bro. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. Back with TV. I love y'all, man. Peace out.
Absolutely, bro. Much love, yo. Hey, yo, we going to keep the energy going, yo. I got my final guest. Hey, yo, y'all know how I do. Every show is a surprise. I always got people either I know personally or I got some talented people that you need to know. So with that said, yo, my last guest show, it's an honor because I started out rapping with this man. He's seen me from the beginning till now. And he's been one of my active peoples that's been rapping with me since day one, since 12 years old. So it's an honor to get to interview my dude and let him get his message across to y'all. My last guest, yo, call and state your name and what you do.
Yo, this is Wally saying too. I rap, I write, and I do everything, like, above that, but I'm trying to chill right now on my probation. But as far as knowing Sammy, like, I know him since I was 20 years, like, for 20 fucking years, I know him. Like, I'm 34 now. I was just out with him last night. We had an epic time.
Yes, sir.
And then, like, we had an epic time. Like, I know this man since I was 9 years old. He actually taught me, like, I used to rap before, but I didn't know how to fucking deliver it. So he taught me exactly how to deliver my music when I was doing it. So ever since then, I've just been doing music ever since then. Because I wanted to be a DJ, but I ended up being a rapper. So
respect, my God. It's always a blessing to know that when you're doing something that you actually impacted somebody else and, you know, it's motivating them to give something a try. So that's a blessing right there in itself. I had no idea growing up that's, you know, what I did as far as, you know, for you music.
But I used to watch you all the time, bro. I used to watch you all the time, like, because all you did was you stayed with a pen in your hand, a pen and pad, and you were just writing. Just writing. Like, that's all you did. And I'm like, yo, and I used to be chilling with you. And I'm like, yo, Mike, like, yo, you don't see me here. You like, yo, bro, I got to write this shit down. I got to put this shit down. This is shit that I got in my head. Like,
true fact, y'all. Yo, fact. yo, when I got in my zone for writing, yo, and I had some shit on my mind, yo, I definitely was like, man, fuck that. I gotta let these niggas. I gotta get this down so I can get this on my karaoke machine, and we can take this tape to school. I gotta show Beeb and the homies.
Like, for real,
like that, yo, no cap. This is young little 12-year-old, 13-year-old me. So it's like, but we not even gonna do that tonight, bro. We here to celebrate you and everything you got going on, bro. Like, and
man,
to watch you before I start your interview. I just want to say personally, I'm proud of you, and it's an honor to actually see you take the music and run with it and have the same love that we had for it when we was kids. So respect to you, and I'm proud of you, bro. Keep going. One chapter closes. Trust me, 10 more open up.
Open.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's what
I'm
doing.
Yeah, I know
doors.
Exactly what you're doing. So, thank you, brother.
Just know that. When one door closes, another one opens for even better reason. So, you know, we're going to go ahead. It's mandatory. Like I said, I always tell this to everybody, come on the show. It's mandatory. Basically, what I'm going to do you. I'm running a little bit on time. I got some callers. I want to try and get to the callers. What I will do for you, since I am going to shorten the interview a little bit, is I'm going to let you tap in with the callers that I actually have tapping in, so you're going to be able to be on the line and actually tap in with these callers with me. So that's what we're going to do, how we're going to do that. I'm going to go ahead and start out and tell people how they can tap in with what you got going on, how they can find your music, your links, anything you got going on.
No problem.
Nah, go ahead and tell the people where you how they can find your music and where how they can tap in with what you got
Wally,
going on.
All right. So you can Google me at Wally Sansu. Like, you can Google me, you can find my music, and that's WALEEK and SANSU. And then you can also turn around and you can get on my Instagram, which that's the only thing I got. I got Facebook and Instagram. So on Instagram is Asugazi, which is SAU GHAZI. And that's where you can find me at on all platforms.
Talk your shit. So, yo, I want to go ahead and jump into your interview, and we definitely going to drop a bomb. We going to end with one of your songs, but we going to bring you back to actually, like I said, have you sat there live with the calls. I got, you know, clock love, you know, the shit. The end of the show is lit. We lit on the end of the show. We going to keep that going. We going to get the callers, and we going to tap in a little bit. But my first question for you is outside of, you know, seeing me do music at an early age, what made you actually want to start doing music, and what made you say, okay, this is what I'm going to stick with?
Well, when I was watching you do it, you know what I'm saying? I know you said outside of it, but when I was watching you do it, I seen your dedication behind it. And so when I seen that dedication behind it, I literally wanted to be a DJ. So, like, I was already selling DVDs and CDs and all that stuff. So when it came down to that point, like, when I actually got on my own at 14, I was like, all right, cool. Like, I got to get something else. So I was playing basketball. So then once I tore two ligaments in my ankle and I couldn't play basketball anymore, I was like, yo, man, let me turn around and just run to this music thing real quick. So I just started turning around and I just going to it, and I just started writing everything because I remember everything that you told me from when we were kids. Like, yo, your brother, you could do this. You could do it. You could do it. So that's what I kept in my mind. Like, yo, you could do it. Like, you could sit up there and you could do it. It's no reason why you sitting up there beating yourself up why you can't do it. Like, yo, you could do it. So I was like, all right. So I started writing my own music. I started working with other people and everything like that, and I did it. And it came out good. And the one thing I wanted to be was heard. And then I got heard on radio stations. I done been on radio stations down here in Charlotte. I done turned around and been heard on radio stations in New Jersey. I was like, my shit being played in mad places. And it's like, so it's like, all right, so I got it. I actually got it, you know? So that's what made me literally turn around and want to do it. It's like my children, like, because I want to give them another aspect to life to a point where they don't have to sit up there and think like, yo, this is what life is about. Nah, life is more than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's more than that. My daughter write music and my son write music. He dances too. So I'm trying to get them to do the same thing that I did. Only thing is, I know I'm old. Like, I'm old as hell. Like, I'm 34. So it ain't stopped for me yet. But they have a better future than I got.
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel you, bro. Like, no cap. That's how I honestly took the same approach that you did. And that's funny you said that. I seen somebody else's dedication, and I was just like, yo, I want to be like that. Like, and I just I don't know. I picked up the pen, and once I had the people behind me, you know, that was supporting and believed in the same craft I had, it just made it that much easier for me to elevate. And that's pretty much the circumstances of you, because we were rooting for you as well. Like, we wanted to see you come up. You was always the dude that played the background and supported everybody else, and we wanted to see you shine. So expect that answer. My second question to you before we jump into one of your bombs, I already heard what they about what I got on the show tonight. I already heard it. I already heard it. They don't even know. But we gonna jump into that in a second. My second question for you, and my last question honestly would be, if you had a chance to get back into the DJing and be successful with that, would you take your chances with that and go ahead and get back into the DJing after not doing it in such a long time?
I probably would, but I don't think I want to be a DJ anymore. Like, I like to be a promoter. Like, I'm good at promoting. Like, I'm very good at promoting. You seen my work at promoting. Like, I know you was mad at me because I was promoting people that literally was using me. But I'm good at the promoter. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm very good at that. So I want to go with that route. Huh?
What you think the DJ is, brother man? The DJ is the promoter for the artist.
He's a promoter for
the artist. He's the one that can lead you to the streets. And I watched you in action last night running your mouth. Like, that's something that you really should get into, bro. Like, I think it's never too late to start.
And I really believe that I should.
And Backwoods TV, we have a model where spoke it up on this show, and that's what we're going to do for you. Like, yo, you going to get back on your DJ and you're going to actually be good.
You're right, though. You're absolutely right.
Are you good, brother, man?
Like, you're right. You absolutely right, because, yo, on some G, like, I got a good mouthpiece on me. I turn around and I know how to talk, so that's the reason why I feel like being a promoter is the best way for me to go. And, like, I still want to do music. I want to be a ghostwriter, to be honest, because I write music, I write R&B music that I can't even smoke the shit myself. Excuse my language, but I can't sing myself. And I get people that actually sing my songs. I'm like, and I had deals for people to bring me in just to write for them. I just turned them down because it wasn't the right price. And I know that I'm a dope-ass writer. Like, when it comes to my music, I'm a dope-ass writer. Like, y'all gonna see it. Like, y'all gonna see it. Not you, Cindy, but everybody that's listening. Y'all gonna see it. As soon as I drop my album, I promise you. Like, it ain't gonna be nothing but good writing. It's gonna be good writing. It's gonna be good delivery. It's gonna be good music. Like, that's the reason why it took me so long to even put it out. Because I'm not about to sit up there and be that type of person that, like, I got this. I'm going to go ahead and put it out. Like, I take my time with my shit. Like, I take my time with my shit. That's so tough. Now I'm about to put this shit out. Once I put it out, bro, like, yo, I got something in the works. Like, for real.
We going to tap into that on another show, because I'm going to actually bring you back. Because you wanted a few guests that really people haven't tapped into too much. So I'm going to bring you back into the show, and we're going to actually do that. But I do got a surprise for you. I'm going to keep you on the lines after this song, and I'm going to go ahead and interact you with some of my people, and I'm going to introduce you to some good old folks. So that's what we're doing here on Backwoods TV tonight. Vibes are strong, but I got one more question for you before we go ahead and jump to the... You know what this is?
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yes, sir. You knew it was coming.
That's me.
Go ahead and introduce your song to the people.
the name of that song that he just played a little snippet of is Wally Sansu called Take Him to Church. Like, that's what that song is.
Yo, we just had my boy Bounce take him to church real quick. We about to go ahead and take him to church again. We about to take him for that evening service. You already know what it is. Spin that shit.
Malik, Bounce in the building. You done let me out my cage. Says who? Time to stop playing with him. Got to get on. For my lynchings, call me Mariano Jeter for the Yanks. I keep Ichiro Seriano for them big hits. Enough gas in my tank, so I'm going stealing. I'm Robinson, who else can know? So I still walk and still talk with a steel heart and keep the sink sharp for redemption. I forgot to mention, I keep the Botox, the Magnum Botox, and when the show stops, I'm about to take a stretch charge. I'm really with the street shit. Nigga wanna pop a bomb. Who really want this beef shit? Who that? Who that? Who that? Nigga, I don't really know. Who that? Who that? Who that? Who really want smiles? Stored in the basement. It's all about my placement. Every job that I do, I case it. Over-assessed at force running through. To see the one meet and greet the light of the night done. Get your mind right. Cause my grind tight and your grind kind of spike. Talk to him. Silent on my square root to the boss. Rich money shit, paid with the dollar bills. 50s brush with, 100s floss with. Got the linen suit stuffed with the pills. In the 20s used a 10 for my feet, 5 for my Kango. I got bills on bills, I walk money, talk money. That's why I walk funny. Cause I go to sleep, I think money, I dream money. Wake up and get money, get money. Ain't nothing around me sunny, never sunny. I'm about to take a straight to charge. I'm really with the streets in. I wanna go by the vibe. We really want this bitch in. Who that? Who that? Who that? I don't really know. Who that? Who that? Who that? Who really want smiles? I just get mines in the right way. Ballin' on them number one with the magic like Tracy. So I stay strapped with the T-Mac for the penny. I get it in the harder way, for the hard pay, with the yard play. I got real money, y'all niggas just bagging to throw the hard away. How you a man, boy? Y'all niggas soft pussy. Bitch made like man, boy, fuck you a man for. Take the shit as a man wore. I'm about to take what's straight to charge. I'm really with the shoe shit. This nigga fuck, bop, bop. Who really want the bitch shit? Who that? Four Brothers Entertainment. Only my niggas. Yeah, that's the record label, bitch.
Well, hello everybody, this is Paul Mash of Paul Mash TV. I just want to let you know, if you're an artist out there that wants some exposure, you reached the right place. All you need is a program called Zoom and a link to one of your YouTube videos, and we'll make it happen. And if you'd like to get in touch with anybody here for the record, they'll tell you how to get in touch with me. So I hope to hear from you soon.
Shout out to my boy, Paulie. Yo, artists, make sure y'all tap in with him. Paulie does his own set of interviews. If you're looking for that information, you can get in touch with me or one of the representatives from For the Record Radio. We going to make that shit happen. Simple. Y'all already know we going into crunch time. I'm at the end of the show. We going to change the vibe. I usually end with a song. two songs, three songs. Nah. We about the people. So I'm going to take some calls. Let me go and get my first caller. Caller, state your name and where you from and what you do. Caller, state your name and what you do. You on live. All right, we'll go ahead and jump to the next caller. Let me go ahead and get my next caller.
Yo,
state your name. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hi, I'm here. I do music.
Caller, state your name and where you from and what you do.
I'm from, like, Wally Sansu. I'm from New Jersey.
We taking calls, brother, man. We taking calls.
My bad.
Well, now you good. Hey, let me go ahead and get my next caller then. Caller, state your name, where you from, and what you do.
All right. What's up? It's your boy, Devin Robinson, Devilino. And, you know, most should know me. I call a lot. And, I do a lot. I'm a manager, promoter. I help out with events as well. I'm a battle rapper, of course. I have my own battle league. And, you know, I just love doing what I do. I do music as well, write poetry. Yeah, I'm just, you know, just on it. I'm just hungry. Like,
my boy, Dad, what the fuck is good, my guy?
good. You know, just... I can't complain. Life is good. You know, I was like opportunity after opportunity. Ever since I've been messing with y'all, ever since I've been, you know, keeping good people in my circle, you know, ever since I met this new girl in my life as well.
Blessings, brother, man. Hey, yo, I know you've been tapped in the whole show. I got one of the artists still on the line. I got Waleek in the building, yo. I had some hitters on the show tonight, yo.
Oh, yeah, I heard a few. I called in like 9:14, or so.
Yeah, well, you tapped in for the Flock. Shout-outs to Flock guys once again. Waleed just dropped. What you think of that song that Waleed just dropped? How you feeling about that?
Oh, yeah, that's fire. That's definitely fire. I heard that. Yeah, I was sitting here trying to already learn the words.
How you feeling, Wally? Yo, you somebody fucking with the song, brother, man. Wally, you there, brother, man? All right, I'm not sure what happened, but Dev, you still on the line, correct?
Nah, I'm here.
Right,
I'm here. And, I appreciate that.
Okay, of course.
Yo, I appreciate that, man.
I know you battle rap and stuff. Dev the man, you need to talk to Dev, yo. He got his own league and he be doing shit.
Yeah.
Tap in with him. I'll plug you in with him. And other guests I got coming on, I definitely will plug you in with him. But you need to tap in with Dev, yo. He that nigga. For real.
Okay.
Yeah.
I tap in with him.
Yeah.
You already know.
Good.
I'm going to plug that with you, Dad.
Okay. Hell yeah. I'm with it.
Yeah, I'm with it too, man. Like, let's do it.
All right. Hell
y'all
yeah.
Y'all see that's what the fuck we about. That's what we about on Backwoods TV. We hear about creating opportunities for people, you know, introducing people, cross-mapping people. This is what we do here, yo. This is why, for the record, is one of the dopest standing stations as of right now. Because of what we do and the vibes we put out. So, yo, I thank Dan for calling in, my guy. I'm definitely going to plug you in so you can tap in with these artists. Right. I know you're definitely tapping into the show. So, if there's any artists on here that you're definitely interested in, I got somebody for you for the battle league, though. I got a nice person for you. I got the perfect person for you. Don't fog all set for that, though. I got somebody for you. I'm going to put my money up on them. I got somebody.
Sounds good. Okay.
Yes, sir. So I'm gonna go ahead and take my next caller. Yo, once again, thanks to my boy Dev. Hey, yo, caller, state your name and where you from and what you do. caller besides Waleek. You live. You can talk your shit. Let me get my next caller. Caller, state your name, where you from, and what you do.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Fly Gaza, man. We out of here, B. That's it. Yo. Yo, Waleek, man. You still there?
I'm here. Yo, Waleek, I'm here.
You still there? Man,
yeah,
I'm gonna tell you, keep going though. Feel me? Not just keep going, but keep going, my dude. Cause you definitely got some talent. You heard? I heard your other songs too. Besides Church, man, you got talent, man. Go as far as you want to take it. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. And I really appreciate that too. Like, and I'm gonna keep going too.
Yes, sir. And you know, it's so good.
I was actually
going
quick.
Put that under you too, man. Don't give that up, cause that's the way people can hear you, just like we do here on For the Record. They can hear you and hear others. You feel me, my guy? The DJ
is
the name.
Yes, sir.
Yo, blessings. That's blessings when, you know, the opportunities that are created on the show. I've been doing this show for a couple months now, 3-4 months, and the opportunities that's been created on the show and just different things is a blessing. You know, even in my worst time, in my darkest hours when I feel like shit, this show definitely bring life to me. So I don't take enough time to acknowledge the guests and also the people around me. From Dev to, you know, Haiti the Great to, you know, even Paul and Flop, like, all the people, the guests that come on, I don't take enough time to thank y'all. Like, y'all need to keep going. We all got this. We move as one. You know, I fuck with my squad is We Made Us, and we made ourselves. We don't owe nobody shit, and that's what we is here on Backwoods TV and For the Record, so. Never forget that, and definitely agree, Waleek, yo. Stay on your shit. Foot on niggas' necks all year. No brakes, all gas. Make sure niggas fog up and they got to jump out the car because that bitch going too fast and overheating. Listen, nigga, it's
make them mad.
We not playing at all this year. From For the Record to... You know, We Made Us down to the shit I got working on and, you know, me working with Waleek again. Like, yo, watch the shit that's going to happen. We got plenty of talent. It's overshadowed right now by everybody's egos. And that's what this show is. And that's what, you know, For the Record taught me as a whole is just about me. It's about us. We not sharing the next man's post because that's what we supposed to do. We doing it because we believe in each of our craft. And that's what it is with the artists that come on this show. I want y'all to understand that I don't just bring you on here to boost ratings or any of that nature because it's none of that for me. I just want to give opportunity to people and be able to give people that opportunity that wasn't given to me, but I'm fortunate now to have it. So why not bless it on other people? So stay hungry. Stay hustling, stay motivated, fuck the negative. The devil has been busy in all of our lives lately. Keep your head up, stay prayed up. Ain't nothing we can't cure with God's prayer and just nothing but hard work. So with that said, I'm going to leave you out with that on that note for the end of my show. So everybody out there.
Before we get out of here, yo, Sammy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, yo, you know this song? Hey, yo, introduce your track, my nigga.
Absolutely. Listen, video Garden of Eden is out now on fucking YouTube. Garden of Eden is out now. Run that bitch up. But meanwhile, tap in with the first song off of part 3. It's coming real soon. Y'all going to hear it. Y'all going to love it. Y'all already know what the fuck it is, nigga. Garden of Eden. We made us, nigga. For the record, Backwoods TV. Oh, I love y'all. We out of here. Mother, my old guys think I was going crazy with some of my shit. Block me to
this. Yeah. Y'all already know what it do, nigga. My name been solidified. But y'all ain't know that. I'm from a place where you ride out. The real back. I sign niggas like a timeout. Let me find out. Money what you grind about. Strong, move quiet. I'm low-key like a hideout. Shout out to my management, haters can't stand this shit. Now I'm on wax, no candlestick. It's go time, my life be on green. Exclusive Jordans on, you niggas ain't got D's. I'm grown, you better go play with your PlayStation. Your boy been sick, no doc, y'all need patience. Critics never leave, they love on my hate cases. So me, I'm all in my bag like vacation.
Y'all don't even understand though, I'm just playing around with y'all niggas.
Hey K, I can't take these niggas seriously.
For real though.
Let me say it in advance. Drop me off my hustle, never, you ain't got the chance. Success been a mission, losing not the plan. Miss me with the bull, you on ball, you in the stands. Your love really real, so shout out to my fans. My engineer beast, shout out to my man. All high notes, that mean I'm out for fans. So even in the dark, my neck bright like a lamp.
Yo, I try to tell these niggas. Y'all thought the shit was a game. It's been a 10-year run. I let y'all have y'all fun. But I'm back to the street money. Get in your bag.
Ball out, get money is what I stand by. No AC needed, yeah, my fans high.
Y'all
can't tell me nothing, I keep my head high.
Nah.
Niggas mad, I blew up, I'm like a landmine.
Boom.
Y'all done killed the game, I took it out the coffin. It's time to go to work on them, I don't need an office. My uncle said grind, so I make moves bossing. Stun on them haters like your teeth, I be flossing. Niggas say they hate me, but white bitches think I'm awesome. They swallow kids, they mouth like abortion.
Yeah.
I want the whole pie. What you mean a portion?
What you mean?
I've been stunning niggas like Annie, you orphan.
Yeah,
ain't shit sweet, so you better use caution.
Use caution.
One call, niggas leave you leaking like a faucet. Music in my soul, beats in my organs.
Word.
I ain't even started up yet, this a warning.
This a warning, nigga.
I be on my grind, so why you haters mad?
Why you mad?
Just get out your feelings, get up in your bag.
Get up
you
in your bag.
About a Honda. I'm trying to get a Jag.
Trying to get
trapping
a Jag,
in my
nigga.
Studio. Catch me in the lab. I be on my grind, so why you haters mad?
Why you mad?
Get out your feelings, get up in your bag.
In your
thinking
bag,
about
nigga.
A Honda. I'm trying to get a Jag. The trap is in my studio.
Hey,
catch me in the lab. Who won? Say my name. Once you finito, going track to lead through, shortstop like a free throw. Long as I'm alive, there will never be an equal.
What?
My little man raps, so my son will be the sequel. Guarantee my son going eat.
Damn.
Long as I'm alive, I go hard for my people. School of hard knocks ain't hard for me to teach.